From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pressure is mounting on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his parliament later Tuesday. France and Germany Monday expressed support for Spanish unity. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santa Maria, said Madrid is ready to act if independence is declared. Xavier García Albiol, president of the People's Party of Catalonia, expressed his own concerns Monday. He said the only thing that can be hoped for is for Puigdemont to publicly renounce the process of rupture, splitting Catalonia from Spain. And there was this warning from the president of the Institute of Economic Studies in Madrid, José Luis Feito.
The main consequences of this push, of these illegal actions on behalf of independence, will be mainly felt on the economy of Catalonia. There will be a redistribution of wealth, of public revenues, out of Catalonia into the rest of Spain.
Several Catalonia-based companies have announced plans to relocate their offices to Madrid. An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum in October voted yes. Kenya's police fired tear gas and warning shots as hundreds demanded changes to the National Electoral Board. Protesters, including opposition parliamentarian Gladys Wanga, accused it of declaring President Uhuru Kenyatta winner despite widespread irregularity.
We shall not take police brutality lying down, and we shall not retreat, neither shall we surrender until Chiloba and his cohorts go.
The Supreme Court ruled the August 8 ballot illegal, and a new election is scheduled for October 26th. This is VOA News. Turkey Monday called on the U.S. to review its suspension of visa services after the arrest of a Turkish employee at the U.S. consulate in Istanbul, who allegedly had ties to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused by Ankara of orchestrating last year's failed coup. It's a charge he denies. U.S. Ambassador John Bass said the U.S. awaits formal charges.
Last week, for the second time this year, a Turkish staff member of our diplomatic mission was arrested by Turkish authorities. Despite our best efforts to learn the reasons for this arrest, we have been unable to determine why it occurred or what, if any, evidence exists against the employee.
Turkey has since taken similar measures against U.S. citizens seeking visas for Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan described the U.S. action as upsetting. Germany has expressed concern over President Donald Trump's pending decision whether or not to certify Iran as complying with the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel said Berlin is prepared to change Iran's behavior amid reports Mr. Trump will decertify Iranian compliance. Hussein Binai is an Iranian analyst at Indiana University.
Basically, the objections of the administration have exclusively to do with Iran's missile program that they deem to have violated the spirit of the deal.
Binai said Germany has economic leverage on Iran. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency affirmed Monday Iran is in full compliance with the terms of the deal. U.S.-backed Syrian rebels said they're preparing for the final assault to retake the northern Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State. Mustafa Bali of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces told the Associated Press the battle could last up to 10 days. In Nigeria, the government has started a mass trial of more than 1,600 people suspected of ties to the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. The closed-door legal proceedings are being held at the Kainji Detention Facility in central Niger State, presided over by four judges. The insurgency has left over 20,000 dead since 2009 and forced millions more from their homes. A Sarajevo court has acquitted Nasser Oric, Muslim commander of Srebrenica, accused of atrocities against Serbs during the Bosnian conflict of the 1990s. A panel of judges ruled the prosecution did not present sufficient evidence to convict Oric of war crimes against three Serb prisoners. He was earlier acquitted by a UN war crimes tribunal at The Hague. In California, at least 10 people are known dead as wildfires scorch the state's lucrative wine country, forcing thousands to flee from their homes. Winds clocked up to 80 kilometers per hour are fanning those flames and have destroyed some 30,000 hectares of land. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Dagen Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your door, so I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. As we start off today from Ghana, Sir Prince bringing you Nkati Boy. And let me just tell you a little bit about Nkati Boy. It's a song done in the Akan language and in English. And Nkati Boy simply means peanuts. And right after that, we bring you Ndikale Volindela by Kavril De Soul, featuring Dr. Mario from South Africa. But let's take it to the top right now. We bring you Nkati Boy, simply means peanut, by Sir Prince of Ghana.
The musical scientist.
Later on the show, CC Maintain from Liberia will be my guest. So stay tuned and don't go away. Kale Volindela by Kavril De Soul featuring Dr. Mario from South Africa and Nkati Bowie by Sir Prince of Ghana. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
On the Voice of America. Now let's read some of our emails, which says, "Hello, excellent Vandy, king of the African music heritage. Your golden voice and precious African music you play drives me all the way to where I am going in the morning. My name is Livingstone B. Kazwala from Polamoli Eguyuk, Adamawa State in Nigeria. Well, thank you very much, Livingstone. And another email says, hello, David. I am grateful to you and the good African music that you play weekdays on The Voice of America. You have been a true Pan-Africanist with the selection of your on-air friendly music. Keep it up, David. Best regards, Daniel Estefanus Bisu of Bauchi State in Nigeria. Well, thank you very much for writing, Daniel. And another email here says, hello, D. Vandy. The best of the day going out to you and the crew of African Beat on The Voice of America. There is nothing more entertaining than listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America and a great anchor like you, Mr. David. May God continue to give you more inspiration to dig in into more native African beats. At 2000 GMT, my crew and myself are battling ready to listen to this great African beat on The Voice of America. Can you please play Sekemba by VJOJ featuring Awilo Longomba? Well, this one is coming from the great captain himself, Captain Jebe Taufik, on board for Vision One. Well, thank you so much, Captain Jebe Taufik. And guess what? Your song, Sekemba, is coming right now. And right after that, Stylo Kadondo by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Financial Woman by Fino featuring P-Squire from Nigeria. But Sekemba is our next track right now, playing for all of you guys on board for Vision One right out there on the Atlantic Ocean. Let's get this one going. Sekemba now.
Don't do, kijana mzuri kadondo 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 kurochi mukamwe
of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Beyonce, you know be Beyonce, finance, so tell us say you don't get money, that day you be ugly monkey, seriously brody no funny, nobody go call you honey, they can know, okwe go, ima kwa no diewo,
financial woman. Cut your coat according to size. Low in the river, open your eyes. Make it not be like hypnotized. My brother hustle, hustle and tight. If you see this lady, she be natural accountant, yeah. Financial accountant, hey. Emotional accountant. If you tell her, say you don't get money, that day you be ugly monkey. Seriously, brody, no funny. Nobody go call you honey. If she come and say you don't get money, that day you be sweet as honey. Everything a jolly jolly. Libego no no. Iwo iwo. Na financial woman be that. Relax. Iwo 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 iwo. Na financial woman be that.
You got back to your
relax.
Yeah. One who had it your one kind. Mohambo no ore. That's a ghost plan. It's a thug. Everything will be full of one time. But then it hot and I got a chance must come back. Rapu, Obura home come my life. Obite ne bubu moke come my yike. Man I get a mop up and everybody tapife. I'm living good now. Get my god is each. Get away, I get a better girl. A bella nice and there's a little man. Send them out to come and check for go back then. Check for check on the color back then. Get that she won't call a bit. I'm not the boy now. Can you say it on the feet? I don't hustle tight now. Where I don't make the money. A bella not toss him. Okay, you miss your journey.
Now, financial woman be that.
Financial Woman by Fino featuring B Square of Nigeria, and right before that, Stylo Kadondo by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda, and Sekemba by VJOJ featuring Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Heer in Washington, and I'll be right back. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Blended sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And now let's get back to music. Marry You is another special tune that I'm going to play right now. It's done for us by the award-winning Diamond Platinum from Tanzania, featuring Neo. Come back, you'll be joining me and my guest CC Maintain from the Liberian entertainment industry here in the United States of America. She's gonna be my guest right here, so don't go away.
Hello, hello everybody. My name's Gwendolyn Fungu, all the way from Cameroon. I'm just so excited to be here. You on the African Beats on Voice of America with David Fandy. Hey, what you doing? You should be listening to this show, all right?
Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. To all our friends out there, all the listeners of this great show, I am David Vander here in Washington. My special guest today is one of the toughest members of the Liberian entertainment industry in the Washington, D.C. area, United States of America. Because I have known this
young lady for several years and when it all started. And so that is why today on the African Beat, we're going to be looking at her journey, where it all started and where she is right now. And my guest today is the one and only CC Maintain. Welcome to the African Beat, CC.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my God. David, you just said it all. What else can I say? Yeah. You see, that's what happens when somebody know you. And, you know, you, when the time you started in the industry, they've been seeing all your, like, just like a little girl growing up. So David know everything about me. So I'm just sitting here like today, like, okay, wow.
Yeah, well. You know, on this great show, we bring entertainers from across the continent of Africa. It doesn't matter what you do. If you sing your music, you host a show, you write a book, you know, you are an actress or an actor. You know, we try to showcase you. And that is what we do here on African Beat. And so, CC, I want you to take us on a little journey back.
Yes.
Some 6-7 years back.
Oh, yes.
How it all started for you. You know, let us get a little bit of history. You know, just try to make it short a little bit.
Great. You know, I speak Creole, so I'll talk first na Creole, then I come back na me labrin English.
There you go. You know, there you go. There you go. She's so connected to Sierra Leone. She's so connected to Sierra Leone.
Bon Timili, Makene, Kono. Yes. But anyway, yes, I started in this industry as cooking on set. Mm-hmm. And I started with the Sierra Leone community, of course. And I started also with the Ghanaians. I started cooking on set. And one day, they picked me up and just threw me in a movie with John DeMello. Mm-hmm. Because somebody did not show up. So from there, I was on stage with Pupa Baja. I was on stage with MSC. I was on stage with the Jungle Leader. You know, I used to be a dancer.
On stage with Bizzo the Mayor.
Bizzo the Mayor. Yeah, so I started.
You know, I remember Bizzo's song, Big Man Party.
Big Man Party.
That was CC's favorite song. Wherever Big Man Party plays,
that's
as long
me.
As CC is in the building, she's going to shake up the place.
Yes, that was me.
I am really excited. You know, when we look back,
yes,
you started from a very humble beginning.
Thank you. I sure did.
You know,
I sure from, did.
You know, they call you, you come and cook on set.
Yes,
you know,
other
people who are acting, you will provide food for them.
Yes.
You know, taking care of their welfare. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, something happened. Somebody
yes.
did not show up and they say, CC,
you got to be in here.
You got to be in here.
And it was with John DeMello.
Can you imagine?
I'm telling you.
To be on the same set with yeah. John DeMello, what yes. was it like?
It was like a dream came through, because when that happened, that just opened up my way like,
And after a while, I saw you started hosting shows.
Yes.
You know, hold on. For a few times, you've hosted shows with me.
Yes.
She's going places.
Amen. Yes. What I did was, I went in the industry. I did my research. That's why I started from cooking on set, so that I can learn and know how to manipulate the system.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I did.
There you go, baby. All right. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is CC Maintain.
Yep.
One of the toughest ladies in the industry. Mm-hmm. You see, when she started, she spoke Creole. That is the tongue from Sierra Leone. And she has been in the community. When I say the community, I mean the African community.
Correct.
Not just the Liberian community.
Yes.
Because the first place I saw CC was at a Sierra Leonean gathering.
Yes.
And so she's always been there. She's always been very supportive. And now she's getting bigger and bigger in the industry. Yes. But I want you to stay tuned, because we're going to come right back with CC and we're going to tell you exactly where she is right now.
Thank you.
But you know, CC, as we take this break, I want to play a special song.
Yes.
You know, I want you to give me a song that you like.
Yes.
That
yes.
you want me to play.
Thank
from
you.
Your native Liberia.
Yes. And these artists, they are group. They are amazing. I'm on the team. Matter of fact, I'm on the record label team. And three of us are the heavyweights on that team. Mm-hmm. It's BCK and L Frankie. It's called Freestyle. That's one of my theory.
Just
because
that.
It represents my access pass.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, I am sure we're going to enjoy this one. And for you who are out there, whatever you're doing, just you can stay around. This is the Voice of America, and you are listening to the African Beat with my guest, CC Maintain.
Yeah.
Let's take this song now by Al Frankie, and this one is called Freestyle, PCK, right from Liberia.
I'll put people your joint in that body. All my pepper right on the air. kuma.
Thank you very much, PCK and Frankie. Yeah. And this one is Freestyle. Beautiful music coming to you on the African beat from the Voice of America. Yeah. And my guest is the one and only Cici Maintain. Yeah. Cici Maintain. Now, if we start counting, she was the a welfare officer who provided food for stars on set.
Yes.
And then she became an actress.
Yes.
Just like that. Bam,
yes.
Bam, bam.
Yes.
And she became a red carpet host.
Don't forget the dancing part.
And of course, she's a dancer. That I know.
Yeah.
A dancer. Yeah. And then you became a cast in a reality TV show.
Right.
In Atlanta.
Yes.
And then you started hosting some of these big shows.
Yes,
you know, and
definitely.
And, you know, the Liberian Music Awards is coming up. Presenting, you know, awards.
I mean, everything.
And all this stuff. I can remember at the Slam Awards, you were there. The Sierra Leone Entertainment Awards, you were
definitely
there presenting and enjoying.
You know, Sierra Leone is my second hometown. That's my native.
Yeah.
You know, I got two beautiful countries from Sierra Leone. So I'm always Sierra Leone.
There you go. There you go. That is Cici Maintain.
Yeah.
Okay, Cici, now, when you started hosting Red Carpet, how did that come about? Because you were trying to be this very strong actress, and all of a sudden we saw you on the red carpet hosting shows. Hosting the red carpet.
Thank you, Mr. Vani. And I've been waiting for such a question. Again, like I told you earlier, I came on to do my research so I can know how to manipulate the system. And one thing I saw was we are lack of media kit, especially in the diaspora. It's a lot of great events going on, but the media kit is very low. We don't have a lot of media. So what I did was I started watching a lot of Oprah, a lot of E-News, and I did like a mass communication. I went to Strayer University, and I did a little bit of theater acting in D.C. So I saw that we need it. When we need it, so I started you know, rehearsing. I started, you know, teaching myself at home. And that's just how I started reaching out to people. When I see your flyer, I'm like, hey, can I do red carpet hosting? Hey. And then I had a look. Because remember, English is everything.
You're beautiful. So, and yeah, you know the language. Come
yes.
on,
So that's how Jeff Fanatic got me into it. Because I saw, especially in my community.
And, you know, on the red carpet, can you just give me some of the stars, of the big names that you've met on the red carpet?
Oh, my God. Okay, let me start. I have interviewed Van Vicker. I have interviewed John DeMello, Kobe Maxwell.
There you go.
Even you. You. Yeah, I have interviewed.
Yes, I remember that.
From my Labyrinth community, I have interviewed one of the top bloggers, Steve Labrocletti, the radio personality, the media comedian. I mean, I have interviewed a lot of people.
And you know, one thing I like about you is your humility, the way you humble yourself.
Thank you.
To make sure you reach the peak you're supposed to reach.
Yes.
And how difficult are you finding that in the circle where you find yourself, where everybody wants to be this big guy, everybody wants to be tough, everybody wants to, you know, showcase themselves.
Yeah.
But you are coming in as this humble servant and you're just rising up.
Thank you. One thing I always knew were I call myself a lion, I lead the role. I'm not a follower because at the end of the day, I learned to work hard to invest in myself so I can be hungry for the next person. And, you know, I learned to sit down and study what my community really needs. Because even though it seems like we are a lot, but people is just all over the place because everybody want to be the CEO, everybody want to be the producer, everybody want to be the artist. So I sit back, I know what my country or my community is hungry. So I go for the hungry lion.
Wow.
Yes.
I love that. I go for the hungry lion.
Yes, I do.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Randy, and my guest is just so interesting today.
Thank you.
Sissy Mente. And you know, the other day I saw you in this classic African outfit.
Yes.
You know, that was really, really classic.
That was
classic.
With the cape.
Yeah, with the one with the cape.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin Zoe Aku Fashion.
That's your fashion designer.
You can find her on Instagram, Zoe Aku Fashion. You know,
Zoe, baby girl, that dress was a blast.
Thank you.
Trust me, it was a blast.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, and I came from an entertainment background, by the way.
And by the way, this blue looks so nice on you today.
Come on, Derek. You know I'm a fashionista. I love everything
my
about
goodness,
fashion.
That is Sissy Mente. Very mouthy.
I'm a trouble in my industry. I always setting fire.
So before I go to the next song, I just want to take you a little bit across from the DMV area.
All right.
Where you started making your name.
Yes.
You know, in the entertainment industry. And let's go over to ATL Atlanta.
Yes.
Where, how did you get into the cast of this reality TV? How do you call the show?
It's called International Diva.
International Divas.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was the show. I think I watched a few episodes of it. So, how did you get into that?
You know, again, I'm so grateful for Facebook. Because Facebook, I have utilized it so well. Facebook.
You did not abuse it.
I did not
abuse
it.
Just use it.
I have made so much money from Facebook, people don't even know.
Mm.
Oh, yes. I started promoting myself. Like today when I leave from the radio station, I got to let the world know. I started promoting myself on Facebook, telling people what I do, what I'm capable of doing, how many experience, because I started industry since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, when I put up stuff, people started reaching out for me. Even up to today, sometimes I wake up in the morning, I got 45 messages, you know, from hosting to appearing. Sometimes, David, like last weekend, I had 3 events to host. I didn't even know which one to pick.
Okay, you know, we're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, definitely we will see who is Sissy Mente right
you.
Now. And where do we hope to see Sissy Mente in the next 2-3 years?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
All right, so let's take a quick music break, and I'll go back to you and ask you, what is the next song you want me to play?
Yes, we're going to play Kobasi. The reason why I like Drink On Me, this young man, he's phenomenal, he's talented, and we're from the same village. He's a Loma girl.
Are you a Loma girl?
I'm a Loma girl.
Oh my God, here comes trouble.
Yes.
So my Loma boy, I love this boy so much. Kobazi, he's my boy, and I love him. His music is good, very mature, and that is why I love him.
Ingredients.
You know, and he's very, very classic.
Yes.
So we're going to play Drink On Me right now, the sound of Kobazi, and it's going out to all the young people out there in Monrovia, Liberia.
That's
and
right.
And I get you. We have something special for you because the Sisi Maintain you're listening to right now will be in Liberia. But we're not going to tell you right now. We will tell you when we come back. So get ready for the ride.
Are you going to let everything out of his sleep there, bitch? Don't let it out.
All right, Drink On Me right now,
yes,
by Kobazi.
Hello, my boy. See, I see. You can take anything on me. You can drink anything on me. You can even call your friends to get you on me. You can drink anything on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The money by you. Hello, baby, can I know you? Hello, Sonina, wanna hold you. I respect the fact that you got everything on your own. I'm not trying to brag by anything I do for you, girl. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you rolling with the dunk cardio. I'm the one you come calling. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you rolling with the dunk cardio. I'm the one you come calling. You can take anything on me. You can take anything on me. You can drink anything. Call your friends to get you on me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can drink anything on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The money by you. I buy you on me. The money by you.
Drink on Me. Beautiful music there. The sound of the Loma boy Kobazi, and it was requested by the Loma girl.
Oh yes,
CC Maintain.
Loma people
right
are taking over now in Liberia. I'll tell you that
on the African
for sure.
beat. Uh huh. And CC, you are blowing up. You are glowing, and you're becoming very powerful, especially with the young people across Liberia, even here in the diaspora.
Yeah.
You know, do you have any intention of going into the Liberian politics?
You know, politics.
Because the way the women are going now is like they're taking over everything.
You know, David, that's a good question. Who knows? You never know. I might want to
let's leave it as you never know.
You never know.
All right, I'll hold on to that.
You know,
the day you go into it, I'll call you. Sissy, can you come for an interview? Remember you told me you never know.
Yeah, you know, I like people to wait for the unexpected.
This is Sissy Maintain. We've heard from where you started, what is happening to you right now, and what are you doing right now. So we want to know, Sissy, you have the next few years, like the next 5 years, where do we hope to see Sissy Maintain? What are we going to be hearing about Sissy Maintain in the next 5 years?
Oh my God, it's endless. It's endless. Okay, Derek, so here's the thing. I have my agenda. Everything I was doing, it was a stepping stone for me. Now, I'm looking at a bigger picture. Remember, I got to catch the bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm planning, not planning, it's already affected. I'll be in Liberia in November.
Okay.
Of course, the first music you play, PCK and El Frankie, I'm going to be on tour with them over there. I'm going to be working with the Liberian Music Award. They kind of, you know, they don't know where they're going to fit me because, you know, I'm just too much, you know. And then I'm going to be doing a lot of humanitarian work. And can I tell you a secret? I'm going to be giving a lot of glasses out for glaucoma.
Wow.
My grandma went blind for glaucoma. So that's one of my niche. I want to go to Liberia.
So are you doing glasses collections right now?
Yes, I'm doing glasses collection. So if anybody have glasses,
mm-hmm.
I've been spending out of my own pocket and buying it. But I would be grateful if anybody
can help.
Yeah.
So that's the spirit. If you know you can help,
yes.
You know, you can make some donations of glasses to CC Maintain.
Please
How
do.
Can they contact you?
Oh my God. You can contact me on every social media, CC Maintain.
CC spelled C-E-C-E.
M-A-I-N-T-A-I-N.
Okay.
Or you can contact me on The Maintain Show, which is themaintainshow@gmail.com. Or you can go on my page to The Maintain Show page.
And just send you a message.
And just send me the message.
Well, that sounds good. And that is interesting.
Yes.
So, now let's come back. What is the agenda for the next 5 years?
Okay. My agenda for the next 5 years, I'm going to be doing more investing. Because my industry is lack of investor. Everybody is so focused on being me. I. So, now...
The talents are there. It's a lot of talent.
Can I tell you what happened? So you just play Drinks on Me. Drinks on Me is one of the hottest music. David, we don't have a video for that yet. Why? Because the lack of financial.
So that's why you want to go into investing.
Yes.
Yeah, wherein you...
Yes.
You know, you've given your time and now you want to use your resources to invest
Correct.
In these styles.
Yes. Not just my resources, because I want star power. So right now, God has put me in a position where I'm a voice for the voiceless. So I don't want to die and go and God be asking me, what did you do, CC, with the power I gave you? I be standing there like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. So I want to utilize that voice.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Yes, yes.
Very interesting.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, this is Sissy Maintain. And, finally, before I let you go, you're going to Liberia in November. And everybody is going to be screaming out your name. And you know, we talked about your humble beginnings.
Amen.
So where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you are right on top of your game.
Amen.
You know, but again, we have younger folks that will... Here in the diaspora, over in Liberia, that have been watching you, following you, you know, looking at the kind of work that you're putting in, you know, for you to be where you are today. But maybe they don't have the opportunity that you have.
Yeah.
And they want to be like that.
They want
to achieve that goal.
Yes.
And if they walk up to you, what would you say to them?
You know, Derek, I got goosebumps when I think of that, because once upon a time I was in those people position before I sat here. It wasn't easy. I want to let them know that it's not like a silver spoon. It's not like sugar and butter. You know, you just got to believe in yourself. That's one thing. When you see me on the red carpet, it's not fun. You know, don't see it like, oh, it's all sweet. No.
You walked for
it. I walked for it. I was sleeping at night, leaving my kids, traveling, putting in the work, the sacrifice, the blood, the sweat. Derek, you can testify to me. And especially from the country or from the nation or from us as people. You know, we don't pray to reach for Mars, but we know how to crush his dreams and hopes. So I'm telling people today, be you. Be you. Because if you cannot be you, if you cannot find yourself, if you cannot find your happiness, nobody will do it for you. Wow. So you work on you first to know who you are, or else the industry will swallow you.
Well, I'm just going to leave it as that. I'm going to leave it like that. Yes. I am not going to say anything again. I'm going to leave it like that, because you have said it all.
Yes.
You said it all.
Definitely.
So once again, I want to thank you very much for being with me here today and being part of this great show.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to talking to you again when you come back from Liberia.
Yes, please. Please, it's going to be so much going on. You know, I'm nervous. Every day I'm like shaking, because I've never been back home for 19 years.
All right, Sissy. Well, thank you very much for being on the African Beat.
Thank you, Mr. Derek.
All right. Well, for African Beat listeners, that was the great Sissy Maintain right here on The Great Show.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Introduce to you your president.
Babu want to become president. Muskiro want to become president. Bobby Dose want to become president. Crazy man, you see, want to become president. Mr. Kelly want to become president. Mr. Lala man want to become president. President, you will see you. Mr. Roro want to become president. Chego. Now, how the president business will be? We're suffering for some more. Mr. Lala want to become president. President, you see, want to become president. Mr. Ah, become president.